I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Ballantyne.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Ballantyne Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the show. As we were going into this hour, coming out of the last hour, I was talking about how this is way bigger than what we think. And this argument of separating between white and black or Hispanic and Asian. And if you put people who only look like each other together and they live in the same place, they're going to eventually fight too. They're going to have disagreements. They're going to have arguments. They're going to have wars. History tells me that. Every tribe in Africa was fighting each other at some point. The Europeans fought each other, ate each other, cannibalized each other. History tells me that. I'm not making this up. This is factual. And they did this within their own people and their own sets or sex. So this isn't something that's new. This ain't something that's new at all. This is, you know, if we go back in time and we do that, all that's going to happen is that literally you're going to have people doing what they do, and it's going to end up being wars anyway. So, how do we talk solutions? I think we have to talk more from a reality base than a perception base, right? What's the reality? I'm a deal with the reality for black people. I'm a deal with reality for poor people, right? And then I'm a deal with the reality for humanity. Reality for black people. Most black people are born into a situation where it may be some stability, but it may not be a lot of money. That's just facts, okay? But black people, unlike any other ethnic group, has a unique way of being able to survive, adapt. And because they have this uniqueness about them, of being able to survive and adapt, they always seem to carry on. But the problem that we have today in Black America, to me, and this is just my personal belief, the problem that we have is not that we can't survive. The problem that we have is that somebody else is controlling our reality. And because somebody else is controlling our reality, they're creating a perception that we fall into believing, and then thus we make it our own reality. Well, Warren, what are you talking about? Let me give you give you a couple examples. Today, I want you to do me a favor. You in your car, you at work, whatever. Turn on the local hip-hop station in your community. Listen to the music that they play for you on that hip-hop station for about 20 minutes. Then turn on the top 40 station in your same city. Then turn on the country station in your same city. After you listen to these three different genres of music, you should know right away who's getting fed the toxic, dirty, nasty stuff and who's being fed uplifting or emotionally moving stuff. Right? So, you got to understand that, quite frankly, if you just look at the reality of it is that on our stations, toxic stuff is constantly playing. Constantly. So, if you are growing up poor, impoverished, economically disadvantaged, and the only thing you listening to is toxic music, and in that music is giving you a perception that's not your reality, eventually that perception becomes your reality. I need to be a stick-up kid. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. Because you're getting fed constantly over and over and over and over again toxic things. Now, if you don't believe that stuff like that works, just think about it. On Monday, they'll play a song. You'll be like, that's the worst song in the world. By Friday, they have played it so much. By Friday, you know the words of the song. If you listen to a station every day, Monday through Friday, and they break a song on Monday, if they break it at 9 o'clock, that song is going to be in rotation at least 200 times in that day. And it's going to be like that every single day. They are training you to like it. I'll give you another example of this. It's your parents. If you are a Muslim, you probably grew up in a Muslim home. If you are a Christian or Baptist, you probably grew up in a Baptist home. Now, some of us, as we got older and started really researching stuff for ourselves, realized that our parents did not know everything. But if you are not one of these people who had the chance to research or get out of the economic oppression that you were in, you believe that's the gospel truth, because the reality for you is that's all you know. You don't know nothing outside of what you see and deal with every single day. You got to understand, your perception becomes your reality. And so for Black America, we've accepted toxicity into our community. Let me show you how brainwashed we are. If you go into any major city and you go into the Black part of that city, it is two things on every other corner in that Black part of that city. I don't care if the city is abundantly rich or it got 10 residents. You will find these two things on one of those corners, right across from each other or next door to each other. A church and a liquor store. A church and a liquor store. Because we've been taught and trained to believe church is where we need to be. And then when you're having problems, liquor will help you get over it. So when you go into our neighborhoods, we got so many churches. You can take any neighborhood in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, hell, even Flint, Michigan. You go in any neighborhood, in a 1 mile radius, you might find 25 churches. I mean, this is all day, every day. Because the two things that they trying to get you to always lean on is religion and liquor. Why? Why? Because religion is going to tell you your reward comes when you go to heaven. If you poor now, don't worry about it. When you die, you'll get your reward. You struggling now, don't worry about it. You'll get your reward when you die. You're going to be able to walk on the streets of gold when you die. It's okay to be impoverished while you're alive. It's okay. But when you die, you're going to get your gold. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. But logically, that don't make sense to me. And don't get me wrong, because I love God. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But logically, that don't make sense to me. Let me tell you why logically that don't make sense to me. Because I'm a parent. God's my father. I'm his child. I know what I want for my child. I don't want my child poor. I don't want my child struggling. I don't want my child sick. So I'm supposed to believe that's what God wants for me? That's what I'm supposed to believe. Man, I don't know about that. That logically don't make sense to me. And see, I'm going to tell you how great perception is, right, versus reality. I'm finna mess with y'all now. Do y'all realize William Shakespeare never existed? All these plays by Shakespeare, all of that. William Shakespeare did not exist. He allegedly helped write the Bible and everything for King James, but he didn't exist. He was the Bin Laden of medieval times. You listening to the WB.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. And I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so you know we have a lot of stuff that we think we know because the perception was given it to us. We made it our reality, but it really isn't reality. And so we literally have to look at this from a different point of view. Because, see, we keep looking at this from a point of view of we poor, we black, we ain't got no money, it's bad, it's not going to get any better, it's nothing we can do. Disagree with that. So, Thursday, I'm not going to do the show live. I'm going to show y'all something right quick. It's all melts in together. I'm not doing the show live Thursday because I got to go to the doctor that morning. Now, the reason I got to go to the doctor that morning is because when I had surgery for my hernia, my doctor found out that part of the reason that my metabolism isn't working the way it's supposed to work, right? Because he was just like, literally, you should be like 40 pounds smaller based on the test. He was like, but something was going on. So we looked while we were inside of you. What they found out was that my stomach, instead of pushing the food through the way it's normally supposed to do and burning the fat, what it's doing is it's trying to push it up through my esophagus. So because I was like, man, I keep having heartburn. I don't understand why I'm having heartburn. And then, you know, I was like, do I just get acid reflux or what? So he was like, well, let me look. And then when he looked and saw everything, he's like, no, he was like, it's pushing up. We need to go in there and reroute this. And he was like, you know, once we reroute this, you'll lose like 30 pounds immediately. And then your weight will level off of that point. And he was like, so if you're just working out, you know, doing normal things, you should be fine. So I said, okay. So we'll go in, you know, do the tests, for the final pre-op stuff to get this surgery done. Because it's an in-and-out surgery. It ain't nothing, you know, where I'm going to be laid up in the hospital for days or nothing like that. So I said, okay. You know, I don't like having surgery. It's my fourth one. But, you know, surgery, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm saying that to say this, right? What he was saying, the reason why I had to have the surgery. Because I was like, well, why do I even need to have the surgery if it's not that serious? And he was like, because you don't want the toxic in your body to build up. Because once you build the toxicity up in your body, it can cause cancer. It can cause all kind of other things that could be very, very deadly to you. Now, this is what's happened in the black community. All right? This is what's happened in the black community. In the black community, we've allowed the toxicity to grow to such a level that it's eating us alive. It's eating us alive. And so now we have to do something to clean out all that, all those toxics. See, that's the thing. We got to change what we eat. And see, that was my thing. I was like, hey, I could fast, I could do it. He's like, it don't matter. That ain't got nothing to do with this. He's like, we got to reroute how things are going in order for us to fix it. He said, you can stop eating and you still going to have this problem. So it is the same thing with us right now. We have to get all the toxic stuff out. Now, how do we do that? Everybody who's boycotting, you know, I saw they wanted to go down to Florida to march for the Stand Your Ground law. Sharpton called for a march. And I just looked at that and shook my head. I'm like, what? What is this going to do? BET is airing Trayvon's mom and daddy right now, and that law is still on the books. They lost their son. They got nationally known, but they lost their son. And the law is still on the books. And so, literally, what we need to do is what? Change the law. Change the law. The marching is not going to change that law. If we want to change what's going on, we got to change the toxic in the community, the music. Everybody want to boycott with Kaepernick. I'm boycotting the NFL. I'm boycotting the NFL. What about the NFL? They're not responsible for what's going on in our communities. Y'all realize that, right? What's going on in our communities is because of the music, because of the fact that we don't have economic development. Football ain't got nothing to do with that. It ain't got nothing to do with that at all. We should be boycotting these radio stations that's playing this toxic music. Like I told you, if you turn on a rap station, on your local rap station anywhere in this country, listen to it and listen to the top 40 and listen to how differently they sound. We need to literally remove the toxic stuff. If we remove the toxic stuff, guess what happens? The body becomes whole. It becomes healed. It becomes refreshed. It becomes viable again. If we remove this perception and this music and change these kids' reality, look, what we should be doing in the black community is following LeBron James's lead. LeBron started this school to cut off the present to the pipeline from education. But now we need to do our part. We can't build a school, but you know what we can do? We can demand that these kids don't grow up listening to this toxic stuff. We can demand that these laws aren't set up for them to be gunned down and people get away with it because they can stand their ground. We can demand that our teachers are able to teach in a way where our kids can genuinely learn it, not just off of something that somebody decided they wanted to put in every public school, even if it don't make sense to do it. And see, those are things that we can control. This ain't about white folks. This ain't even about the government. This is about us. This is about us taking control of the situation and changing it. And those are things that we can do. It's easy for us to do this stuff, but we only want to march when somebody's shot. We only want to pray when somebody's dead. We only want to open our mouths when something's already happened. When are we going to look at this and say, let's detox. Let's get rid of all this negative stuff and put some positive stuff in here and see what happens. Now, we come back. Let's talk about poverty. How do we change that? You listen to the WB.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at geico.com.
Doug is super cool ampersand underscore exclamation point 1985.
Knew it.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So let's talk poverty in this country. Poverty affects everybody. And one of the things that I want us to understand is this. It's a time and place for everything. Now, like I said, Reverend Sharpton is calling for a march down in Florida and Clearwater for this young man dying over the Stand Your Ground law. The march is for what? If you don't have something else following up the march, meaning that do you have a lawsuit trying to remove the Stand Your Ground law? Do you have a meeting with the governor to ask him to go in and veto it, remove it off the books? Are you meeting with local lawmakers or people who are running for office and telling them, look, either you vote to remove this or we're going to run somebody against you or tell people not to vote for you? I mean, see, this is the thing. The perception is I'm going down here to fight. But the reality of it is it's a march. Everybody come, everybody leave. That's the end of it. That's the reality. That's the reality. And the sad thing about it is, especially in the black community, we want to blame this on racism. We want to blame this on the government. And the reality of it is that we can fix all this. We got the power to fix. You don't need nobody else to do this. We can do it. We can do it. But we keep trying to separate for all the wrong reasons. This is why poverty is so rampant in America. Let me tell you why poverty is the way it is. It's because the 1% has convinced all the poor people in this country to separate. We separate because of religion. You're Muslim, you're Christian. So what? What difference does that make? You know why? Because you both believe in what? God. You both believe in God. So what difference does it make if you're Muslim and this person is Christian? You separate because you're black, and you're white. Wait a minute. It's people who look like me that treat me bad, just like it's people who look like a white person who treat me bad. So shouldn't I just be friends with people who treat me right? I mean, it's logical to me, right? I mean, we have to have a different mindset and get rid of all this toxic stuff and get rid of all these things. And we got to have a mindset of understanding that somebody else's fight is our fight. Let me give you a perfect example of this. It's a video going around right now with some Mexicans who ICE came in and raided their plant and took two of the Mexicans away. Every other Mexican in the plant walked off. Everyone. Imagine if poor people did that. If all poor people came together and said, look, we're going to go against the 1% together. We ain't got to like each other. We ain't got to have the same religion. We ain't got to have the same beliefs. But we do have one thing in common. The 1% is getting, do you realize the 1% is getting almost 24% of all the wealth in the world. And everybody else in the world is splitting 76%. Do you realize how much that's being? 700 billion people is splitting 76% of all other monies made. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we have to have the mentality of one person's fight is your fight, too. It's not their fight. It's your fight. My Latino brothers did that at that plant. They say, man, y'all gonna call ICE on our boys? Deuces. Deuces. Imagine if we had that mentality, right? Now, look, I'm going to show you something, right? I hate to be this way, but I'm going to be this way. So I told y'all, I said, look, I'm going to write this book. Y'all buy the book. I'm not even going to take the proceeds of the book. I'm going to take the proceeds of the book and try to do a trip for y'all where everything is paid for. Y'all coming down there, you just got to get there. Now, the reason I'm doing that is because I want us to all get in the room and strategize and put solutions out where we can work together. Now, with me saying that, you would think everybody who come on here, everybody who support would be like, not only am I buying 5 books, I'm going to tell everybody I know to buy 5 books. Let's make this a bestseller immediately so we can do this. Now, I look at so many of these other people who are on radio and television and everything else. They'll write a book. They take all the proceeds. They ain't trying to do nothing for the people buying the book. They ain't trying to get together with them and help them. It's about their pocket. It ain't about your pocket. It ain't about trying to get you together to do something. But see, we don't have this. We don't understand this mentality, man. It's a perception versus reality thing. Because you know what it is. Let me tell you what's so funny about people, especially poor people. If poor people think you need them, they won't do nothing for you. But if they think you don't need them, they won't do everything for you. It's crazy when you think about it. It's absolutely nuts. But that's the way people think. I mean, really, I've been to an award show, okay? I've been to the BET Awards twice. I've been to Soul Train Awards, right? When you part of the award, they give you a gift bag. I got a gift bag from BET and from Soul Train. Each one of them bags had to be $3,500 worth of stuff in the bags. And they giving them to everybody who's a part of, if you were voting in whatever, because I was voting, I was part of they voting block. $3,500 bags. Now, instead of giving me a $3,500 bag, why y'all didn't help the people in the audience who, you know, this may be they one trip, they one vacation, they one ticket thing that they can afford to do? That's who we should be helping. But maybe I'm stupid. You know, maybe I'm the stupid one because I'm always the one like, well, what about these people over here? Maybe I'm the dumb one. I don't know. But to me, poverty is something that literally we've allowed the 1% to dictate who's going to be impoverished in this country. And instead of us collectively coming together and saying no more to the 1%, we would rather stay divided. I don't like you because you're white. I don't like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're Muslim. I don't like you because you're Christian. That's crazy to me. I mean, it's absolutely crazy to me. What I do with my bag, oh, I gave my mama a whole bunch of stuff. My sister's got a bunch of stuff. You know, because they had, like, makeup and girl stuff in there. You know, I get at all of my sisters and mama. So, and Eunice, I'm not saying that they bought the bag. I don't know who puts the bag together. Anybody can put the bag together for them. I'm just saying what was given out. They could have took that and gave it to the audience to me. It made more sense to me. So, it's just... Even with these award shows, right? Why don't we do a fundraiser on these award shows to help the community? All these people who are praising LeBron James, why don't you say, okay, well, we want to do something even a step further. We want to create trade schools for free throughout the nation. Throughout the nation. See, this to me, this is the perception versus reality argument. In a nutshell, because the perception is that we're a capitalistic country and you can do anything in America. You can be great in America. They always tell these stories. These people came here with $1. Look at them now. And they give you this perception that you can do anything. That's not facts, y'all. The reality is that in order to be a capitalistic country, you must have a rich, a middle class, or working class, and poor. You must have poverty. So somebody has to fall into the poverty category. Somebody has to fall into that category. That's the reality. The perception is you can come to America. It's the greatest country in the world. You can do anything you want to do here. You can be anything you want to be. Lies. Because the reality of it is that only 1% is going to get to do that. Everybody else is going to fall into the working class or into the poverty bucket. Think about it. If you look at the percentage of people who really made it in America, it's 1%. Everybody else is working middle class or in the impoverished bucket. Just really think about that. Think about how big money church has become. Stuff that was supposed to be for us, NAACP, NAN, Operation Push, multi-million dollar companies. Think about that. You're listening to the WB.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/2018.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app. Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listens to the show, everybody who watches the show. Tell your friends and family members about the church show, please. Let me close out the show like this. All right. So if you don't believe anything that I've said today, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to show you something so that you may be able to get a greater understanding of how division and how anger and fear will drive the 1% to try to keep division going no matter what. This past weekend, the president of the United States put out a tweet about LeBron James that he was being interviewed by the dumbest man in the universe. And that the dumb man actually made LeBron look smart, which is very hard. I like Mike. Now, this was because LeBron said he wouldn't sit down with him. He said that he thought the man was trying to divide the country. Now, if the president was not trying to divide the country, the response to that would have probably been, hey, sorry you feel that way. Maybe if we sit down and talk, you can see my side of you. But no, what did he do? He put this tweet out, and that tweet, literally showed how divisive this president could be. All right? Now, it was so bad that his wife turned around and took the side of LeBron James. But it was also bad because of this. Once he put that tweet out, he's making people have to choose between him and LeBron. Now, the only thing LeBron has done is say, I wouldn't sit down and meet with him. Outside of what other thing did LeBron do? Let's think about it. LeBron created a school that cuts the presence of the pipeline for poor kids in his hometown of Akron. And because of that, this is why LeBron is going to have problems. I told you they were going to mess with this boy from this point on. LeBron's going to have problems from this point on because of what he chose to do. This has nothing to do with LeBron not wanting to meet with President Trump. This has to do with the fact that they don't want this to become normal for people with money to help people who are impoverished. The system doesn't work like that, y'all. If the system is changed in any way, it breaks the matrix. It breaks it completely down. Completely down. It it is sad to look at it and understand it and see what they're doing. Somebody put on here pipeline. Let me explain why it's a pipeline. You must don't listen to the show a lot, but I'll explain it to you. We live in a capitalistic country. By definition, in order to have a capitalistic country, you must have a poor, a working middle class, and the rich. That's what capitalism is. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? They've created this in education now. If you go into any public school system across the country, especially in the most impoverished areas, you have three levels of education. You have the underperforming kid, you have the average kid, and then you have the kid that's taking the honor classes. That is the 1%, the rich, the middle class is the average kid, the poor is the underperforming kid. Now, how can I be so definite in that statement? If you look at any public school system, if you look at these kids, once they hit third grade, whatever track they fall into in third grade is their educational track for life. This is how the prisons can look inside of a third grade area and say, we need to build this many prisons in 20 years. Because based on, let's say you have a geographic area of, let's say, a 10-mile radius. Let's say in that 10-mile radius, there's 20 schools, 20 elementary schools. Let's say in that 20 elementary schools, you have an average of 30 kids per class, underperforming, average, and above average. Well, what they do at third grade is say, how many of these 30 kids are going to be on track for underperforming? If it's 20 out of the 30 in every classroom, you get 20 classrooms with 20 students. So that's 20 times 20 would be 400. So you got 400 students that you can anticipate are going to be impoverished. Out of that 400, they estimate 80% of that class will have some interaction with the prison system. So then they take that number and decide how to build the prisons. This is why it's called the pipeline to prison, because in that moment, before the kid even starts his life or her life, they're being tracked to go to jail. They're being tracked. So you have to understand that this whole matrix that we got going on is quite frankly set up perfectly for the 1%, because you always ensure that you're going to have this poverty, which is going to create jobs and opportunity. And because you can do that, and this is what's different though today. It used to be a black white thing. It's not black white no more. It's class. It's you can be poor and white and have the same issue, same problem. Okay. Even Michael Jordan had enough sense to say, hey, look, I support LeBron James. In fact, it made Michael Jordan put $7 million up to help. But the key is they don't want other superstars to do or other rich folks to do what LeBron James has chosen to do. It breaks the matrix. And the matrix has to stay the same in order for capitalism to exist, in order for the 1%. So while we're dividing because of race, because of religion, and because of everything else, you need to always remember this. We may have come here on different ships, but if you ain't in that 1%, everybody's on the same boat, and ain't nobody got a life jacket on right now. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. But it's the greatest love I know, so I love you with that love. God bless you. Please buy the book. Buy it for your friends, your organizations. Get it out there. Let's make this a bestseller, y'all, please. God bless you. Talk to you guys tomorrow right here on the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.